Well, thank you so much for being here this morning. It's an important time in our church body because we do acknowledge and look out on a new year, and we like each year, as you know, it's pretty much our tradition now to look at a vision for the coming year. And we gave out the calendars last week, and you can kind of look at some of the events and activities, some of the things that will be unfolding. I don't intend to expend a whole lot of time this morning on those details, but I would say that it is a great potential for a lot of excitement this year. We're thankful for Lyle, our missions, that we've been able to continue to support and be involved in missions and obedience to the Great Commission. We do have plans, although they've changed and there's going to be some differences this year. We want to continue and maintain a focus on evangelism. We want to grow as a church body in prayer and what it means to be prayer warriors, because that's essentially where the battles are won. And so we want in humble dependence to go before God and seek Him as we look out on our new year. And as I was looking over the passage of Scripture, going through the book of Ephesians, there just hardly could have been anything more appropriate than where we were at. So we're going to look at Ephesians 5 this morning, in particular verses 15 through 7, and what it means to walk wisely. But also we want to consider this issue of redeeming the time. In many of your Bibles, it will read, making the most of your opportunity. And I believe that's a good, proper interpretation of that from the original. But I love the phrase, redeeming the time. I just think it's a neat phrase. The actual Greek word there, agorazo, ex agorazo, is the word for redeeming. And it's that redemption word. And you see this picture of the agora was the Greek marketplace. And we've seen some of the archaeological digs, and like in the city of Ephesus, for one, they have the little market businesses lined up along the main street coming into Ephesus. And that's where they would purchase their goods and do trade and buy things. And Paul takes some wonderful, vivid pictures and figures of speech to speak to us about what it means to walk wisely. And it's a good message for us as we come into our new year 2009. And may God bless us and bless this church. Again, I want to express to you how appreciative that I am as a pastor, and I can speak for Steve as well, the leadership of this church, for your service and ministry here. You do a lot. We did a lot last year as we looked at all of those projects and things that we took on, and you were faithfully there supporting with your resources and your time and energy, and we're very grateful for that. But we need wisdom. We need God's wisdom in walking through 2009. I think that we very seriously have some challenges, some very serious challenges. I'm concerned about where our country is, and I know that many of you are in having conversation with you. I'm concerned for our church here, just the challenges that we face in many ways. There's reason for us as God's people to get on our knees and seek the Lord, seek His grace and His strength. Now, I want to say to you as we begin that God gives us His word here about how to walk wisely. And whatever He calls us to, He is sufficient and has supplied sufficient grace for us to be able to do, both corporately as a church body and individually as you in your personal walk with the Lord look out on some of the challenges for 2009. So we're concerned, rightfully so, but what God wants for us to do is not to be worried And I look at so many things. I look at the political scene, and I won't even go there. But I'm very concerned about the move that our nation's going to take. And I know that most of our folks here at this church understand some of the implications of where our leadership and where the present administration is on issues, on moral issues like abortion. We face some real challenges there, and we're going to have to face those on our knees before the Lord and pray our way through some of the very tragic things that we have to look at when the leadership of our nation has embraced things like partial birth, abortion, and things that are of such devastating moral nature. So we want to be vigilant this year, walking wisely. We need to address issues there as well with the present administration and those that are in control, the issues on same-sex marriage and such things as this. We're going to need a lot of wisdom and a lot of God's grace to make our journey through and to navigate some of the troubled waters that we're going to face. But what I find and believe is essential and necessary for us as God's people is that we take our stand and that we make the issues clear. I'm very thankful for Truth Project, and I'm sorry that the promotion of it didn't work out today, and we always run into these technical things that just make you want to pull your hair out. But go to the website. It's in your handout there, your brochure, and take a look at it, because the Truth Project really addresses some of the major issues that we're going to battle over. And it's that the fundamental, the presuppositional belief system and things that are polarized against the Bible, against Christianity, and against the things that we as God's people need to be wise in regard to, need to be aware of, and walk in a clear, articulate manner before unbelievers before. So take advantage of those opportunities. We've got a lot of great things going. Our firm foundations I'm just so pleased with that firm foundations. It's building the things that in Scripture that need to be done there. Support it. We're a small church, and we need everybody pitching in, shoulder to shoulder, as we make our march through this year and pull people in to take advantage. We have an educational program in this church that can't be beaten. There are things that people that believers that are out there in our community need to know and need to grow in order to walk wisely. And so we've got things in order, things that are ready to go here, things that are of benefit. Take advantage, take opportunity while it's there. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5. What I'd like to do is read, going back to verse 7, it's going to pick up where we actually covered last time, because there's another one of those therefores in this passage. And it says in verse 7 of chapter 5, therefore do not be partakers, or as we said and translated, don't be co-partners with sons of disobedience or unbelievers. For you, in verse 8, were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing. I don't like that. Let's use the word proving what is pleasing to the Lord, because it's a matter of taking the principles of God's Word and the truths of God's Word and proving that those truths are in fact truth and are beneficial and are well-pleasing to the Lord. Verse 11, and do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them, for it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light, for everything that becomes visible is light. Now, this beautiful picture of children of light, we dealt with it last time, but look at verse 14. For this reason, it says, awake, O sleeper. That's great for 2009. It's great for a morning message. Awake, O sleeper. And what it simply means is become spiritually enlivened. Wake up spiritually. Drop the spiritual apathy and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Now, I think you could put this to a rap, or you could put this to maybe an Irish folk tune or something, but it was probably, it may have been a hymn or a verse that was quoted or sang often. And so it says, for this reason that you are to awake. Verse 15, in our passage this morning, therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of your time because the days are evil, or redeeming the time for the days because the days are evil. So then do not become foolish, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. And let's look at Ephesians 5. Now, just by way of review and to take our brains through the process, because memory and learning comes from repetition, right? And we remember that the first three chapters of the book of Ephesians addresses the perspective of the believer, his position in Jesus Christ, what it means to be seated in the heavenlies. And those who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, the scripture says that we're so identified with him that we're seated in heavenly places. In fact, in chapter 2, it says that we who were dead in our sins were made alive in Christ Jesus, being raised from the dead in him and seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And it seems to be the theme of the first three chapters of the book of Ephesians, that Christ is seated, that we have all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. God has supplied to you and me as believers everything that is needed in the Christian life. So when you were born again, spiritually made a new person, God supplied these essential fundamental things that are necessary for living the Christian life. Now, when we got to chapter 4, we came to a section that we called the walking section. We had the sitting section where we're seated in heaven. Now we have this walking section. And we name it walking section because there is a repetition of two Greek words, soon and peripatiti, and it means therefore walk, and it keeps saying it over and over. Therefore walk in unity was the first section in chapter 4. Therefore walk in holiness was the second part. Therefore walk in love. And then therefore last week, walk as children of light, walk in light. And today it's our last section in the seating section, but it's a long section, so we're going to break it up, okay? It's going to be broken up into several sermons. We're going to talk about husbands and wife relationship. We're going to talk about children and parents, and because it's there in the text. And we're going to take some time and deal with these very practical issues, okay? It's going to be good. This is good stuff, and it's the marrow of living the Christian life, walking in this section, walking wisely. And so today we want to look there then at what it means to walk wisely. And if we consider our verses here and pick up with verse 15, it says, therefore be careful how you walk. And the first point that I want to make, and from our passage this morning, is that it's the word how you walk. Okay? If you look in your Bibles there, it says, be careful how you walk. All right? Now here's our passage, therefore be careful how you walk. We've got this guy on the ridge, and he's walking along up there, and you know, you want to watch your footstep, or you might take a plunge. In the Christian life, how you walk, and maybe the shoes that you have, and how you move your feet up there, it's pretty important. We find in the scripture, like in the psalm that says, the psalmist, he prays, Lord, make my feet as the hind feet, and order my steps in your word. How you walk is important. Notice that it doesn't say where. You find that interesting? I found that, you know, why does it not say be careful where you walk? Well, because they know where they're going. Remember when Jesus spoke with Thomas there in John chapter 14? He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and where I go, you will follow after me. And Thomas said, where are you going, Lord? How do we know how to get there? And Jesus said, you know where you're going. And, of course, he was speaking of with him in heaven, eternal life with God. That's the where. How to get there, and the process of getting there is what Paul is practically dealing with this morning, and it's really good stuff. So it's not where, but the principle here and the concept is walk, okay? So if we're walking, there's an interesting thing about walking. You know, it's a matter of shifting your weight. It's a matter of taking one step at a time. It's a matter of taking step by step. And if you watch someone I love to watch, and recently, you know, I not too long ago, David and Krista were here, and Finn was taking his first steps. And you could see him, you know, as he kind of toddled on his weight there and took those first steps, but soon he would be walking. And that's kind of the way the Christian life is, one step at a time, taking a step where you're putting behind you something and you're moving forward with something, but as soon as you move forward with something, you're putting it behind you again. That's the process of walking. It's simple, but it's a beautiful concept that Apostle Paul and the Holy Spirit gave to the Christian church in relation to how we walk with the Lord. So how we walk is important. And the therefore points back to the preceding passage, in particular the passage on Christians walk as children of light. And so I wanted to read that passage again this morning because that'll make the first point of what it means to walk. And basically, we're to walk as children of light. We're to walk in the understanding and in the light of God's Word. In fact, if we take the direct concept, let me just say this. I forgot that in this passage, some of your translations will read, so then. Be careful how you walk. But the word is the same one that's translated for all the other therefores. And because of our sections, it's that un that is a... you know, it's a directive for that directs back to the directly preceding passage, children of light. And what we were told there is that we're to prove what is well pleasing to God, and we're to expose what is not pleasing to God. Now, it's my thinking that Paul had this kind of this concept of walk in the Christian life as he was explaining it to the believers here. That we're proving what is good, that we're proving the principles of God's wisdom, that we're exposing those things that are contrary to God's truth. That's the Christian walk. And it's that process. If we went back to chapter 4 in verses 22 and 24, it says that you're to put off or to put or lay aside the old nature or the old man and put on the new nature in verse 24. So we see this process of putting off that which was old, that which is unprofitable, that which is of the flesh, that which is contrary to God, put on that which is true to God. And we do that on the basis of the fact that all spiritual blessings have been given to us in heavenly places. That's awesome truth. Our position determines the condition and the manner in which we walk the Christian life. Okay? Now, if we were to go through back to chapter 4, we would see this process. He says, therefore, lay aside falsehood and speak truth. What are you doing? Putting off falsehood, putting on truth. Okay? And you go down. It says, and this is chapter 4, verse 26, or verse 28. Let him who steals, steal no longer. But let him work with his hands. What do? Put off stealing. You work and labor with your hands. Wisdom in living the Christian life. Putting off, putting on, taking a step, walking with the Lord in wisdom. And so he's given us these things. Let no unwholesome word proceed from you, but let that which is edifying to the church body. Put off the foul language, the junk that's not beneficial to the body. Put on the things that edify the church body. And it goes on. Let all bitterness and anger and clamor and slander put away from you, but be kind to one another. Put it all off. Put it all on. Then we get to this passage. Into chapter 5, and it says, walk in love, but do not let immorality be characteristic of you. Put it off. Put on love. Walk in love. Walk in relationship to one another in a way that's pleasing to the Lord God. Put off immorality. It says, let no more filthiness or silly talk or coarse jesting be in your mouth, but rather giving of thanks. So what do? You put off the trashy language. You put on giving thanks to God. And so we see this process, and that's what it's talking about. Therefore, we're to walk as children of light. So the first principle then would be walk as children of light. The therefore points back, and it gives us the principle that we're asking, how do we walk? Well, we walk as children of light. We prove what is pleasing to God. We disprove or expose that which is sinful. If we're going to do that, we need to understand God's Word. We need to understand Scripture. We need to know the truth of His Word and those principles and things which guide us through life. Okay, so therefore refers to that. But then secondly, we're to look carefully. So the Christian duty or how to walk wisely is, number one, to walk as children of light, and number two, to walk looking carefully. And the idea here is this word for look, it means to take heed or to see. I don't think in some of the translations it's even taken out, but this word's an important word. And it's given us this picture of walking along with the Lord and being astute, taking heed to our circumstances. In fact, some translators refer to this, there's an adverb to this look, it's an imperative, present active verb, and the adverb says to walk carefully, or to look carefully, and it means circumspectly, it means that you're looking around at the different things. And what it's talking about here is having spiritual perception, spiritual insight. Wisdom, then, is having a spiritual insight. Those who are spiritually sleepy and apathetic being awakened to being alert to the things that really matter, to the things that are valuable to God, and to things in life that where there are particular things that can be a pitfall or a danger for our walk with the Lord. There are many of those out there, aren't there? Many challenges for the believer today. Our country's polarized, and the challenges are to be spiritually awake. Arise, O sleeper, awake, and arise from the dead. And the light of Christ, the manifestation of His life and His truth will shine upon you. That's what we need for the new year. We need His energy, His strength, His wisdom, the grace of God, the Word of God shining in our hearts, so that when we analyze something, when we look at our world, we look at it through the lens of Scripture, the lens of God's Word. It's needful for us to look carefully. Now, the idea here, here's three things that you can ask. Three things to ask yourself. Does this step please God, number one? Okay? As I'm looking carefully, does this step that I'm taking, does it please God? Secondly, does this step take me or move me a wrong way? Okay? Does the step that I'm taking move me the wrong way in light of the truth of God's Word? Thirdly, does this step lead others the right way? Or am I being a good model? Am I being an example of truth? Because that's what you're called to. God's people are called to walk in truth. It's tragic today, the moral issues. And in our bulletin this morning, we have one of the major issues, I believe, that we face socially and politically as a nation, and that's the issue of abortion, where we're taking the lives of the unborn. And it is murder. It is taking their lives. No, that's the bottom line of what it is. And we have to face that reality. And we have to face that there's the consequences of the reality of that thing. With God's grace, toward people. But we must speak the truth on these issues. We must stand. We must look carefully. And we must walk and guide the proper way as God's people. We're to lead others the right way by speaking clearly, by living rightly before the Lord.